Welcome to the Texas Home Improvement Super Podcast with Jim Dutton. All the best calls this week throughout the state of Texas. Brought to you by James Hardy Siding, the best siding on the planet.
Lynn, welcome to Texas Home Improvement. How can I help you?
Hi. I have an issue with some siding out of my house. My sprinkler made it all wet over 20 years, and it's just fell apart. So I was just going to replace it myself. When I took off the old, there's no wall back there. It's like a styrofoam foam core board and some right. wall insulation, and then I can stick my hand in. There's all the plumbing. I can see all the... the nails weren't attached to anything except for one 2x4 right in the center of, like, where the boards were placed. And I'm just wondering if that's normal. Anyway, I called Amazing Siding, and not knowing that they just did new siding. And he was kind of helpful and said it didn't sound right, but he was going to try to find me somebody, and I guess he couldn't. So I thought I'd call you and see if you knew anybody locally who could give me an estimate on repairing it. It's just like an 11-foot section, and it's maybe 4 feet up. It's like half of an exterior one story.
Okay. Well, as far as the way a wall is put together, those boards should have been nailed to the 2x4 studs. There wouldn't necessarily be any other material other than what you saw behind the siding itself. A lot of times, even on brick homes, people think that the brick is the beefy part of the structure. That's just a veneer. The brick is there for looks. The 2x4 studs, that's actually the structure of the walls. There's not a whole heck of a lot to them.
That's what I needed to know, because I didn't want to cover it and then find out that there was supposed to be something else there. So,
Now, in newer construction, what they are doing is on top of the studs, they put some board material, plywood type board material up there and seal it all up to seal a house. But, even if you go back 10, 15 years ago, that's not the way it was done. That's just newer building techniques.
Well, what's weird is there is a 2.5 foot to 3 foot section of that wall that is the wall board. I mean, it's not wall board, but it's plywood. And it does have some black mold on it, but I was told that all mold is black, and if it dries out, it'll be fine. Is that?
Yeah, mold has to have water to survive, so... If you get it dry, it should be okay. But definitely you want to, spray it down with a killer before you cover it up and clean it up and everything. And if you get the whole piece of wood exposed, tear it off and put new.
I wasn't going to go that far, but I'll look and
There's
see.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with just cleaning it and leaving it. As long as it's still structurally sound.
Yeah, it was. It's not destroyed, really. The siding took all the brunt of the sprinkler, so it's all pretty good back there. Well, thank you so much. I was so nervous.
Sorry, I was reaching for a book I have. That's why I was just reaching for my other sheets here, because...
I was wondering if you had anybody I could get an estimate to see if it was worth me having somebody else do it for me.
Well, I'm trying to look up a number of a guy that is over in your area that I know. And give me just a second while I'm flipping through my stuff here. Because in that case, he could come in and just replace the sections for you rather than... having to replace everything. And what type of siding is on there now?
It's just the wood fiber.
Okay, the old masonite, kind of a brownish color stuff?
Or
was it actually wood?
It is actually, it looks like it's actually wood because it, each section is 5.5 inches, and it's actually, I found out ripping it off, that two of those 5.5 inch sections are one piece of wood. So it is, as it fell apart from the wetness, it didn't look like wood, but it's wood.
It's not. Yeah. That is the old Masonite stuff.
Okay.
And you actually may have a little bit of a trouble getting that just replaced in. You may end up having to do the entire wall, depending on how bad the other stuff is higher up.
It's fine. It doesn't have any problems at all.
Okay.
So it's about five rows down.
All right, here's a guy you can call. Not sure he can do it for you, but his name is Ryan.
Okay.
And his number is 817-597-8951.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
You bet. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Al, how can I help you today?
Yes, sir. We have a large pergola in our back, and what I wanted to see is if you had any companies that you worked with here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I'm in Fort Worth, that puts on retractable covers, electric retractable covers. So, you know, when I want it open, I can have it open, but when I want it covered, so rain and things like that, the weather, that takes care of it. I just wondered if you had anybody that you worked with or anybody that you knew in this area.
Well, do you want it to retract back, or do you want it to have the louver types that can open up? Because there is two different styles. And here's the big difference. The retractable ones, they're going to be more of a fabric, kind of like a awning on an RV is, you know, where it can retract and come out. And they can have wind sensors on them so that if the wind picks up too much, it'll automatically retract. But they also have now aluminum-type covers that have louvers. And so if you want it open, the louver, you just turn it, and the louvers open up where you're getting all the sunlight. You can look up at the sky. But if it's raining, it closes up, and it's got enough pitch on it, the water runs down so you're not getting wet underneath.
Okay. Well,
so you got two different types to look at.
Either or both. I'd be willing to look at both of those.
Okay. So the retractable one, there is a company, and I'm trying to remember the exact name of it. It's either Mayfair or something along that line that I have looked at their product, and I like their product. It does extremely well. And they've been doing it for not just years, but decades already. And so if you'll Google retractable covers and watch for the one that begins with May, that's the one I have checked out and know that one would be good for you. The louvered type, there's several companies out there who are doing them. Create Stone has a department that puts those in.
Okay.
And I can give you their number. It is 972-237-9616.
Okay. All right. And they work in Fort Worth also.
Yes, sir. And there's advantages and disadvantages to both. So it really just depends on what you're looking for and how much you're going to use it. If you truly want something that's going to keep like the patio furniture protected and stuff like that, you're going to want that louvered one. If you only want it to be able to come out when you're sitting out underneath there and you don't want to be in direct sun and stuff, then the one that rolls out is the way to go.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time and have a good day.
Tom, how can I help you today?
Well, I have a rental property that the tenant, I had a bad tenant, and he has damaged the ceramic tile floor in the kitchen. And when we laid the ceramic tile floor, we used 16-inch square tiles.
Okay.
I can't find 16-inch square tiles these days.
No.
So I'm going to have to do something with it. Now, I've talked with a flooring guy, and he said if you want to replace a ceramic tile floor with a different size, you have to completely remove the existing plus the thin-set mortar mix that was used to attach the original tiles. Or what you can do is go with a lock-together laminate and lay it over the existing tile. And that sounds like a good way to go, but I'll end up with about a quarter-inch step between the floor in the other room and the level of the new add-on, you know,
right,
lock-together floor. So do you have a suggestion?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about the quarter-inch step because they do make trim pieces for that. So it's a nice transition. That part I'm not too concerned with. Here's the process that you have to do, though, if you're going to go over it. One, make sure that the existing tile is down tight. Because if you put a new floor on top and the old floor starts letting loose, it's just going to tear up the new floor as well. Secondary thing is the grout lines will show through on the new floor if they're not filled. And so they actually make a floor leveler type product that you would put over the top to fill in all the dips where the grout lines are and such so that they don't show through. No big deal to put it down. It's really no different than doing floor leveler. So if you want to go over it, you absolutely can.
Okay. And going over it, is that the best approach?
No, the best approach is to take everything up and start from scratch. I get it. It's a rent house.
I'm told that trying to get everything up is very labor intensive and ends up being quite expensive.
I don't know why he would say that. I mean, typically you do a room like that in less than a day with no problem.
Oh, okay. Well, I really appreciate your advice.
Now, I will tell you, you can also go over that tile with another tile if you want as well. They make regular adhesives for that now, too.
Do they really?
Yeah. Okay. Go buy Floor and Decor and take a look at some of the stuff they have because, they're used to doing that and they've got the right products for it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much.
You bet. You take care.
You have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Fabian, welcome to Texas Home Improvement. How can I help you?
Hi, Jim. Thanks for taking my call. I'm wondering if I could get some advice on the efficacy and cost benefits of the, I don't know what it's called, but they insert essentially a balloon, a coating inside cast iron pipes so that you don't have to dig anymore. It just kind of goes in there. Wanted to get your advice on that.
Okay. There's a couple ways of doing it. One is a slip lining. The other one is just a coating that they put in. And basically, they clean out the cast iron pipes. They slide this in, and then they air it up, and it's got a adhesive on the outside to where it seals up against the pipes. Now, it works very well on straight runs. Where you can run into problems with it, though, is any place where there's an elbow or a T can become a problem. It was really originally designed for straight runs. We're using it for a lot more than it was originally designed for. The other issue that you can run into with it is if your lines have any bellies in them or anything, this is not going to fix that.
Oh, I see. So any kind of dips or bellies in it will not be able to help with that.
Nope. It all it's doing is coating the pipe. So it buys you a lot of time, but it is not the same as replacing it.
Okay. So do you think eventually then they will get it might be a short-term solution, will have to get replaced. Is it cost-effective, or is it still very expensive?
It's still very expensive. Okay. From the ones I have looked at, typically it was roughly 75% of the cost of replacement. And it's going to depend on the situation you're in. Like I say, if it's just a straight run that you got to do it, buy yourself a lot of time, and you're fine. But if you're, say, doing foundation repair and you got a bunch of tunnels under the home anyways, it does not make sense to use it then.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I needed. Thank you very much.
You bet. And if you need somebody to take a look at it, obviously my company, Due West, we do replacements all the time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Take care.
You've just heard the best calls and questions from Texas Home Improvement. For more information about our show, go to thipro.com.